Hello, my name is Effie Pan, and I would like to share my ideas on verbal intelligence. Or, to put it simply, it's all about words. With so much going on around the world, it's probably high time we juggled many issues troubling us. And what a better way to start with than sharing our ideas, concerns, conflicts, and ideologies through words and verbal communication. One simple reason is that we humans are born with the gift to develop and master our verbal intelligence. To put it simply, the words and combination of words to utter and express our emotions, preferences, and propositions, either in the workplace or in any other social context. Verbal power is the power of knowledge, the power of persuasion, the power to inspire, and the power to control and lead. We need to feed our brain continuously with words and be bold enough to use them without being afraid of making mistakes. As Napoleon said, we rule men with words. So let's look at some tips that can build your confidence and empower your ability not only to learn new vocabulary, but also to feel self-assured to use it in all sorts of conversation. Tip number one, listen, listen, and listen. The best way to open up a world of new phrases and expression is to listen to podcasts, TED Talks, your calling speaking in English, your language coach, the news, or the latest series on Netflix. Active listening is an important skill. Focus on what the person is saying and not on what you will or would say next. Mimic the best and the most appealing speakers you listen to. Observe and study them, noting the most interesting words or idioms they use, as well as the way they deliver them, their intonation, pace, and clarity. Repeat them out loud so you can clearly listen to yourselves. Try to project them to your workplace whenever possible. Visualize talking to an audience by repeating the same expressions. Next tip, read aloud. You're more likely to remember something if you read it aloud. Speaking and hearing yourself speak helps the brain store the information so that it becomes long-term memory. In other words, be actively involved. Read short sentences or even longer paragraphs or whole pages. Read your emails before you press send. Look out for unknown words. Most people find it quite disturbing when they come across context with unfamiliar expression, so they try to avoid them. You need to do exactly the opposite. Immerse into the context by making notes or simply by looking them up. After a point, you will most sure realize how many recurring words finally make sense. And of course, you have to do it with enthusiasm and zest. Remember, you don't need to spend hours. Just a few minutes per day, a week, or month. Learn from your mistakes. You may mistakenly think that if you misuse a word or phrase while talking, this will show to others that you are slow or intelligent or a weak speaker of English. Hiding in the safety of words you already know will not take you far. Play with the words, embrace your mistakes, because next time you will get better and more accurate. Locate the root of the word. Words definitely are not meaningless, abstract and cold things. On the contrary, they're emotional, meaningful, and much alive. They can take various forms and they have their own origins. Through time and continuous transformations, words take various forms to adapt to current affairs. For example, take the word invest. The financial meaning descends from Latin but entered English via Italian, investire, in the 17th century. The notion was clothing money in a new form. So that use was attached to the English invest to refer to a commitment of money to earn a return. Apparently, it's not easy either to trace down or have the time to search the root of the words. But as long as you do it, you're about to enter a fascinating world. Last but not least, write down simple sentences using the new amazing word you've just come across. I know it sounds painful and time-consuming, but think, what if you wrote one sentence with a new expression or word every day for a whole month? At the end of the month, you will become more intellectual regarding your verbal intelligence, more sophisticated and above all, more confident. To recap, developing your verbal intelligence will definitely make you a more successful conversationist and a more powerful and adept speaker. Do you think it's better to be lost for words or to be equipped with words? If the obvious answer is the second one, then consider applying any of the above strategies. As long as you do it systematically and consistently, it will definitely pay off. It's a matter of habit and, of course, a matter of style. If you would like to share more ideas, you can visit my website, www.effipanagiotopoulou.eu. I will be more than glad to have you on board. Thank you.